tradition, every Tuesday from here to the end of the season, we're going to be talking to our guy, Jeff Levering, part of every Brewers broadcast, whether it's on TV, whether it's on the radio, you know he's going to be there the rest of the season. Good morning, Jeff. What's going on, man?
Good morning, guys. Appreciate a little Huey Lewis in the news to bring me in today. Love that.
Well, that's
good work.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're going to be joining us on Tuesdays. I don't even know how this started on our show, but every Tuesday is Hughes Day, where we celebrate Huey Lewis in the news. I don't know how. I don't know why. It's just a thing that we do, where we play Huey Lewis in the news on Tuesdays.
Big fan. I think there needs to be more Huey Lewis in the news.
I agree.
Around everywhere. This is so good.
Yeah. Jeff, you think the Brewers will lose again this season? Doesn't feel like it.
It sure doesn't feel like it, Chewy. I will tell you, they will. It will. They will lose again, yes. They're not going to win 40 straight games. But, I mean, I'm going to ride this wave as long as I can, man. This is great.
What went through your mind when you saw Andrew Vaughn square up to bunt in last night's game?
Kind of what's been going on this entire, I don't know, last 3.5 months. What the heck is happening? Of course. Why wouldn't he? Why wouldn't he square around a bunt in that situation? Why would the Brewers be 30 games over 500 at this point on August 12th? Why not have Andrew Vaughn square around? I love how Murph in this postgame conference goes, I mean, I don't know if he got the sign from Jason Lane. I don't know if he did it on his own. He was blaming Santa Rosa, California for a little bit. I mean, it was just a straight, I'm going to drive this run in. I don't care how I'm going to do it. And Andrew Vaughn drove the run in.
Jeff, why do you think Murph switched Freddie's start till today? I have a theory, and I think it's because Murph wants the fans to have burgers. Why do you think he did it?
I think it's twofold. Number one is to give him an extra day of rest. Freddie's been a little off in his last couple of appearances, so you can give him an extra day of rest. There was the off day Quintana was going to throw on his normal 5 days rest. So you could give Freddie an extra day. He's been working on 5 days rest all season long. He hasn't missed a start in 3 years. He's been Mr. Consistency. So to give him an extra day is not the worst thing in the world. And it also lines him up for Monday for the doubleheader against Chicago. I believe that's when he would start again, which would be Monday. So that's another part of it. You'd like to see him start against the Chicago Cubs too. Mm-hmm. So pushing him back a day also allows him to do that.
What is it about this team that has allowed them to do what they're doing? Because Jeff, you've been around the Brewers long enough, and this has been the golden era of Brewers baseball, really going back to 2018 and the number of teams that have been able to make the postseason. I mean, in that stretch, they have the 96 wins that tied a franchise record for most in a season. But why is this team different? Why does this feel different than some of those other playoff teams that they've had?
I think both of you guys could speak to this, and Chewy a little more so. But when you're in a locker room or a clubhouse, and there's a genuine care and there's a genuine love between your teammates, and you walk through that door and you are genuinely excited to see everybody and excited to go to work with everybody, and you all have the same common goal, I think that that's what's really going on in that clubhouse. They have this confidence when they show up at the ballpark, and the game was over last night, and Murph posted the lineup for today within 30 minutes. So those guys know as soon as the game is over, that game's done. We're moving on to tomorrow. I got my lineup set. We got Paul Skeens, and he's next. Here we go. And I think that players appreciate that, but those guys love each other. And I think when you went into the trade deadline, there were a lot of conversations about how are the Brewers going to improve the team with Slug or whatever they're going to do. And I've always said, you got to make sure that you keep the cohesion of that clubhouse more than anything else. And the additions that the Brewers made were fantastic. They've all fit in so perfectly, but those are the guys that they wanted to go to battle with. The guys that were in that clubhouse before the trade deadline are the ones that they wanted to win with. And that's what they're going to do.
And there are, like you said, Jeff, there are parallels to our 96 team here, because we loved our locker room too. And when everyone asked me, I said, you know, I love the fact that I won it with the guys that I did. But there's also, you know, the players feel an obligation to the fans. I mean, it had been 26 years or however many years in Green Bay since we were relevant. And it's kind of that same feeling here. And I think the players probably feel it like, man, we can't let the fans down. We haven't been to the World Series since 82. This is our year. Coupled with that, with having fun. And it's just, I just see parallels between the two teams. And hopefully, you know, it comes to fruition. But I feel good.
It's a great recipe for success. And the fans have shown up. And even on a Monday night in the middle of summer last night, there were 30,000 people in the ballpark last night. They had 7 straight sellouts and 8 out of 9 in terms of people coming to the ballpark. And think about all of the devastation in the city of Milwaukee and just how crummy it's been for everybody. And our hearts are going out to everybody that's dealing with it. We had terrible rain last night. And I mean, you just pack that on to everything else. And there were still 35,000 people in the ballpark on Sunday. There were 42,000 tickets sold. People still showed up. People still showed up early to get to the ballpark. I mean, there is something special going on here in Milwaukee that we're all a part of, and we should be really lucky that we're riding this wave together.
Yeah, and as we talk with Jeff Levering, we'll be on Tuesdays from here on out in the rest of the Brewers season on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. The one question I feel that we see a lot, or I hear a lot of fans talking about, well, I mean, with Andrew Vaughn playing like this, what are we going to do when Rhys Hoskins gets healthy? Like, I feel that's also a problem that the Brewers haven't had in recent, like, oh, you've got another good bat coming back? I'm sure Murph will figure it out, because usually, right, Jeff, it's been, well, okay, this guy needs a day off, but how do we keep this bat in the lineup? And now there are just so many guys who are contributing offensively. It's a balancing act. It's a great problem to have.
It is. And Rhys is still a couple of weeks away, maybe, with that hand injury or the thumb, I should say, with the UCL. But rosters will expand. You'll only get one position player and one pitcher once September 1st hits. But it is a great problem to have, right? You want your guys to be playing at the best possible abilities at this time of year, right? Jackson Churio is going to come back, right? He's not even in the lineup. The Brewers haven't lost without him in the lineup. And you go, well, now we're going to add Jackson Churio to it. Think about the lineup that the Brewers ran out there on Sunday. Think about the lineup that they ran out there on Friday, the first game of the road trip against the Washington Nationals. You would get fined in a spring training game if you sent that to surprise. Right? Because you have to have quote unquote regulars travel on a spring training roster. And when you looked at that roster and that lineup on that Friday, August the 1st, or even Sunday against the Mets, you go, we're going to get fined by Major League Baseball. But what'd they do? They go out and they come from behind and they beat the Mets. What'd they do against the Nationals? Oh, they pounded out 16 runs. It doesn't matter who's in there. Everybody's contributing.
Well, and I mean, Rhys Hoskins has been contributing even though he's been injured. I know that, a couple weeks ago, it was William Contreras who said, hey, I'm crediting Rhys for kind of helping me work through some things. And now we see William Contreras just tear the cover off the ball. What does it say about this team that even though somebody's injured, they're finding ways to contribute by being a great teammate?
It's hard when you are on the injured list to have a voice, because you can't contribute on the field, right? But guys have done that time and time again. Rhys Hoskins is doing it right now. I think about Brandon Woodruff for the last year and a half until he came back, and he's pitching the heck out of the baseball right now. But he wasn't able to do anything last year. He wasn't able to do anything for the first half of this year except for get himself ready to go. But he's teaching those young kids, Chad Patrick and Logan Henderson, and taking them under their wings and saying, hey, okay, how can we get better? This is what your routine should look like. A Jacob Mizorowski just being a sponge, being next to Brandon Woodruff every day. Those are the ways that your teammates can help you out. When you're not able to perform on the field, the Brewers have had a knack of having those guys really help each other. Even Wade Miley last year, right? He makes a handful of starts, but he's in the clubhouse every day. He's traveling with the team, even though he knows he's not being able to pitch. But he is helping that clubhouse. He's helping that roster day in and day out.
Jeff, do you think they need a reset at some point in time? And what I mean by that, in 96, we're about 3/4 through the season. We lose at Kansas City, we lose at Dallas, and we're banged up. We go to St. Louis, who's terrible. They're like 3-3 and whatever, and it's tied at halftime. And I'll never forget, we wind up winning the game, but we come home, the leaders of the team call a team meeting, just screaming, no coaches, screaming, yelling, and said, we need to run the table. And we did. And it wasn't close for the. You think they need that maybe 20 games from now, like maybe to get swept in a series and have a reset and go, all right, now here we go?
No.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Oh, thank you, Seth. He has been trying to peddle this. Oh, they need a reset. They need to lose 4 or 5 games. Like, no.
Okay.
And actually, they don't need that. So I'm glad
they need it.
Maybe he'll listen to you, Jeff.
They need a control alt delete and shut this thing down. No, they're running so good right now. I think 25-4. Since right before the All-Star break, right? Since Brandon Woodruff came back that Sunday in Miami, 25-4. They don't lose back-to-back ball games. It's one of those things where you play every day. I get it where you play once a week and you really wear it, right? You really wear it. But in baseball, they have this ability to flush things so fast. And I have this little toilet with me in my office. I can just flush things really easily. That's what baseball players do. They flush it. It's done. Game's over. You lose one, you're going to come back and try and win the next ball game. So I think that they don't need a reset. And these guys have been so resilient. The first 6 weeks of the season was such a grind. They found that edge, as Pat Murphy likes to say. And they don't need a 4-game losing streak to get their mind right, for sure.
Does Bryce Durang just hit bombs now? Is that what he does?
Apparently, he and William Contreras, they just do nothing but hit bombs. It's amazing. Leadoff homer for Bryce Durang yesterday, 8-game hitting streak. He's got, what, 5 or 6 homers in his last 2 weeks?
Well,
it's unbelievable.
I was at the game last night, and he hits the first. I was sitting up the third base line, and he hits it. And you could, you know, it's kind of going to that left-center gap. And it's like, oh, he probably didn't get it. And then I look up, and I went, wait, 105 exit velocity? You know, he's just hitting oppo bombs? Like, what? Aren't you supposed to wear down as the season goes on? What's going on here?
So you were in the ballpark. How loud was that home run? It was loud.
Oh, yeah.
It felt like a thunderclap, right?
Yeah. It was unbelievable.
It was incredible.
It was unbelievable with the way that he's been. And that's honestly, that's what gets me excited, Jeff. You mentioned the injured guys that are going to be coming back, whether it's Rhys Hoskins, Jackson Churia. We haven't mentioned Jacob Mizrowski, who's going to help solidify that rotation. But also, if you think, and look, Andrew Vaughn's not going to continue to hit like Aaron Judge, probably not going to happen. He'd still be a really good player. But when you see things like, oh, William Contreras, who's been underperforming all year, starting to look like the William Contreras we're used to, that's what makes you go, oh, okay, they can have enough pop in this lineup. They do have enough guys that can do a lot of damage in this lineup once they're feeling good and healthy.
Yeah, we had Matt Arnold on a TV broadcast last night, and Arnold said that Murph's been giving Churio a bad time, saying, dude, I mean, we don't need you. We're fine, dude. We're 10-0 without you, homeboy. So take your time,
Jeff. Go ahead.
He's kind of joking around at that point, but I mean, he'll be back. He'll be great, and it'll work like clockwork. But it's great to have Murph have that levity with those guys too.
Jeff, one more dumb question. You know, I was talking about the obligation the players feel to the fans. Do they know the 12 wins will get the fans burgers?
Oh, yeah.
They
got to 11 earlier this year.
Yeah.
They got to 11 earlier this year. And I mean, George Webb's just sitting there going, oh, man, this is great. And you get the promotion. People are camping out.
Twice in 1 year.
This is amazing. But yeah, but then you get to 11 and they don't win the 12th. But we got all the advertising. You didn't have to give away the burgers.
Yeah.
So now, I mean, now you're getting close. You want to give those burgers away. You want to do it.
Oh,
I know
yeah.
they do. And the fans know. Fans know. Fans definitely know. But the players know, too. They know what's on the line.
All right. Well, they got a tough one tonight. Tonight's the tough one. Skeens on the mound. Should be a fun one. You'll be on the call over on television side. Jeff, appreciate you jumping on with us, and we look forward to talking to you the rest of the season.
You got it, guys. We'll talk to you next Tuesday.
Jeff Levering joins us each and every Tuesday for the rest of the season. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shut down.
But again, how come you listen to him but not me? I tried to tell you this.
Because you guys are mean to me. That's why. Both of you.
I'm guessing that Jeff's going to be mean to you, too. The more, again.
Kind of getting that.
I'm just going to use Adam Schefter as the example. Shefty kind of likes to poke at you now that he's been on the show. Once you get comfortable with the show, I feel people just like to go after the big guy.
You know how hard it was for me to not jump in when you said stupid question?
Yeah, I know.
Aren't they all?
Why does everyone beat up on me? I'm a nice guy.
You are. You're a great guy.
You just told us how much you like being a shirt and farter.
I'm a shirt and farter.
That's fair. Yeah, but I don't expect it back in return.
Wait.
It's a one-way street.
Yes.
You just want to dish it out but not get it.
Yes.
Okay. That's
are you surprised?
Well, no, but it's an unreasonable expectation.
All right.
It doesn't matter what age you are. Low testosterone can be an issue for any guy. That's why I have been telling you about our friends at Mentality for years at this point, because it works for me. I've got the energy not just to do this show, but to do everything that I need to and want to do throughout the course of the day. And that wasn't always the case. A couple years ago, started doing the morning show, was feeling tired, groggy as the day went along. I thought, okay, just waking up earlier, getting older, that's the way this works. But it doesn't have to be that way. I had low testosterone, didn't know until I worked with our friends at Mentality, and that their testosterone solutions can also work for you. So what are you waiting for? Book the appointment today. Find out if you're dealing with low testosterone, if you're tired, groggy, just don't have that energy. Go to lowtusa.com. Mentality allows treatment to fit into every guy's lifestyle. Find out more about Mentality, lowtusa.com.